One of the future leaders in our community, this is Chase Xavier. Chase, thanks for everything you do, including your volunteer work for Ed's House Hospice. Can you tell us how that started?
So we did it for Ed's House, and I felt a little connected to it because it's local, and it's a great cause, and I just thought it would be a really amazing thing to do. Because when I was handing the check to Ed's House, I don't know how to explain it, I just felt like an amazing person, and it made me feel so good that I could help others.
Tell me a little bit about the challenges that you've been doing.
We ran into Lake Ontario while it was still cold. I got slimed, pie in the face, mud bath, what else was there? One man fashion show, and it was just, oh, the food taste one I did not like. It was bad, yeah. But all I know is it's going to a good cause. So what we did is every $500 we raised, we do a different challenge. So basically we're doing this again this year. The first challenge is going to be me wearing a dress to school all day. Yeah.
What do the kids in your school think of what you're doing?
Well, they all find the challenges a little funny, but they all support the cause and like they all think it's really fun and like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just they're all really supportive.
From your perspective, Chase, what are some of the challenges that are facing youth today?
Probably accepting who they are and how do I put this? Who they want to be and who they're comfortable being. So people are still having a little bit of trouble identifying as who they are. Some people born as female may not be known as female and they may want to go by male or something else. And some people may feel like they're not being accepted in our community, but that's what I think is most challenging right now.
Chase, who would you say are the biggest influences in your life?
Definitely my friends and family. They are my biggest inspiration, and they keep me pushing forward. My mom, she is the strongest person I know. With the fire that just happened not too long ago, she kept strong. She's getting everything settled, and she's just the best mother I can ever ask for.
And what advice do you have for those wanting to follow in your footsteps?
Stick with their gut. It will always end up succeeding, and do what you feel like's right. At the very beginning of doing the Ed's House charity, I didn't know how well it was going to do. I'm like, what if this doesn't do well? What if we don't get donations and then it's for nothing? But then I decided my gut was like, just go with it. And then I did. And then within the first hour, $500. And the fact that I was like, we shouldn't do this, it's not going to work out. To see that it succeeded, that's like a very important part. Main reason I'm doing it is because the smile and like happiness I feel like I'm bringing when we do this stuff, it's just like that's what makes me want to do this, the fact that I can help others.
Chase, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, I want to continue doing these charities because they're a very big part of my life, but I also want to be on a college baseball team because that's what my dream is, to be a baseball player. If I don't become a baseball player, I kind of want to be a child therapist, because it would know that I can help children who are having a little bit of difficulty with literally anything, and that would help me feel better about myself being able to help others.